New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We are back. I'm here with Sue Glore, who is the Region Director for the Northeast for the Lupus Foundation of America. Now, Sue, how can someone in the Northeast get involved with the Lupus Foundation of America?
Thanks for asking that, Tiffany. You know, we really look at everyone living with lupus, their friends and family, as our partners in this. And so here in the Northeast, we have lots of ways that people can get involved with us. Probably the way that people are most familiar with is our Walk to End Lupus that happens every year. In 2019, it will take place on Saturday, May 4th at the Seaport. And we're so thankful to you and your sister station. You came out last year and you'll be with us again this year. And,
yes, we will.
People have a great day. It's a great day of community. We have about 6,000 people who come out. And so it's not too early to get involved. You can go and visit our website, which is open, which is walktoendlupus.org/NYC. You can get involved and join the planning committee. You can register as a team captain and put together a team of people to participate. And a team can really be anything from 2 to 200 people or more. You can help us raise awareness by sharing the information out in the community so that people are aware of it. We also have walks coming up in June in Hartford, and then in the fall we'll have them in Hudson Valley in Newburgh, New York, and then in Norwalk, Connecticut. So if you're interested in finding out about all of our walks, you can visit our website, which is www.lupus.org/Northeast, and all of our information is there. In addition to our walks, we have educational programs called Lupus Living and Learning. We just had one up at Yale on the 20th of November, and we're planning two coming up, one in February and one in June. So if you check our website, you'll have information. And those are days where we have a speaker come in. Generally, it's a rheumatologist or a nurse practitioner that talks about what's happening with lupus. And then we have a patient panel. And that's an opportunity, again, for people to connect and share information. So we do work with people who are interested in being our panelists to talk about the programs that we're doing.
What type of programs do you have?
So with the Lupus Living and Learning, I was talking about that. So those are educational programs. We also have what we refer to as our Community Ambassador Program. And these are people who have trained with us who are willing to go out and speak at community events. So if your community has a health fair, or if you belong to a service organization or companies, we want to continue to raise awareness. So these ambassadors are wonderful people. Most of them are living with lupus themselves. A few of them are friends and family members. So if you're out in the community and you want to get more information about lupus and you're having an event, or you want us to come and make a presentation, you can contact us. We also have a young leadership committee. Our young leadership committee are young professionals, and we really learn from them because, you know, the world is evolving quickly, and we need to know how people like to receive information and what types of information are important to them. So we get a lot of guidance from that group, and they also put on events, and so they're a really dynamic group. We talked a little bit about advocacy. We do go up to Albany each year in May, and there's a group of organizations that come together and to talk about the importance of lupus, and we do have some champions in the legislature who help us out every year. So there's lots of ways that people can engage with us here in the Northeast.
Do you accept volunteers?
Yes, we love volunteers. you know, we look at everybody who comes to help us as our partners. We learn a lot from people living with lupus about what kind of information is helpful for them, how they want to get involved, what types of activities they want to do. So we look for committee members. We look for people who want to participate in our programs. We look for people who want to come out on the day of walk and help us volunteer. So if you're part of, you know, an organization or a company and you want to come out and support us, that's a great way for you to get involved.
I'm here with Sue Glore. She is the Region Director for the Northeast for the Lupus Foundation of America. Now, Sue, I didn't ask you this in the beginning, but why did you want to get involved with the Lupus Foundation of America?
You know, I think it's a pretty important time for people living with lupus. I think there's a level of awareness, and I just felt like I could be part of making an impact for people who are suffering. And since I've joined the Lupus Foundation, I have again become aware of people in my life who have lupus that I was unaware of who had lupus. So I think, you know, I have that vantage point that a lot of people have where once they hear the word and they start, you know, talking about it, they start to hear, oh, you know, my colleague at work has lupus, or my friend at church has lupus, or somebody I went to school with has lupus. But I think that, you know, it's a passionate, wonderful community of people who are very underserved with resources. And so I am just humbled to be able to do anything I can do to help.
Now, on your site, lupus.org, you have, I don't know if it's your motto, but help us solve the cruel mystery, lupus. Where did that come from?
Because lupus can masquerade in different forms in different people. If we had 50 people in the studio, it might be a little crowded, but it would be like having 50 people with 50 different diseases. And so it's very difficult to diagnose that when people are presenting in very different ways. And if you think about it, if you're not feeling well, you generally wouldn't think, oh, I'm going to go to a rheumatologist. You might start with your general practitioner. You might wind up at an emergency room. So you might be interacting with a lot of different people before you get to somebody who has a very high degree of familiarity with lupus. And so it's a mystery from that perspective. It's a mystery because we've only been able to have one medication developed in the last 60 years for people living with lupus, which is, you know, really heartbreaking. You think about all of the advancements in a lot of different medical fields, and we really need to have more answers for people living with lupus. You know, and then it's something that's misunderstood by a lot of people. And so, you know, that's really why we refer to it as the cruel mystery.
I'm here with Sue Glore, who is the region director for the Northeast for the Lupus Foundation of America. Now, Sue, are there any other ways people can get connected?
Sure. Well, we know in this age that a lot of people are connecting through social media. So we do have our Facebook that people can get involved with. They can connect with us through Facebook at Lupus Northeast. We also have Facebook groups for all of our walks, and so we can find those through the walk names: Walk to End Lupus New York City, Walk to End Lupus Now Norwalk, Walk to End Lupus Now Hartford. Our Instagram is LFA_Northeast, and we have lots of people who are very prominent posters for us, who really like to connect people and let people know what's going on. So I think it's another way you can be part of a community. I think when you look at our Facebook group and you look at our Instagram, it's really more than just a source of information. It's a place where people really do show love and support for each other. So if somebody's having a bad day or going for a procedure, or one of the big things with lupus that's really a trigger that if we were in a room full of people, they would say, the thing they hear frequently is, but you don't look sick. And people have said if they had a dollar for every time somebody said you don't look sick, we could really not do any fundraising anymore. And so really helping people understand, like, what does lupus look like? It looks different in everybody. So you could look absolutely perfect and put together and be out. We just had our lupus ball here, our Evening of Hope Gala in New York. And we had a lot of our lupus patients who looked phenomenal, and, you know, beautiful gowns and, you know, all their makeup and heels and everything. But, you know, you don't know what somebody's feeling like. That same day, we had people who called us at the last minute and said, you know, I can't get there tonight. I'm in a flare, or, you know, I'm just exhausted, or I'm really feeling fatigued. And again, fatigue for a lupus, I wish I had a different word for it, because it's fatigue that you and I experience is not what they experience. It's really kind of, they've described it to me as bone crushing. You know, somebody described to me once her husband carrying her, you know, into the bathroom because she couldn't get out of bed. So, you know, I think trying to raise that level of awareness, but I think if you participate in our social media sites, what you'll see is, again, that community of support that's so important. And then people are really, you know, just interested in learning more and ways to help. Right now we have a promotion going with a partner, Selfie Cosmetics. They have a lip gloss that they're selling for a campaign called Color Me Happy. And Color Me Happy was started by a woman named Dorothy Turan. Dorothy is the executive producer on The Housewives of New Jersey. And Dorothy lost her sister, Wiede, 2 years ago to lupus at the age of 33. And so Dorothy has really made it her mission to raise awareness and to raise $100,000 to help in this fight. So she has this Color Me Happy campaign, and Selfie Cosmetics is partnering with us right now, and they're donating a proceed of the portion of the lip gloss, which is a beautiful color, which is really a tribute to Wiede, who was an artist and loved color, so it kind of all connects. But there's lots of ways people help us. They do events in their own communities. They might, you know, have a concert, or you know, somebody might have a bar night. They do all kinds of activities to raise awareness and make us the beneficiaries, and we're really grateful for all of that.
I'm here with Sue Glore, the region director for the Northeast for the Lupus Foundation of America. Now, Sue, what do you want to leave our listeners with? And in saying that, what do you want our listeners to know about lupus? You mentioned so much in the first half as well as the second half, and we're now educated on lupus, but what is it that you want our listeners to know specifically about lupus?
What I would love people to know is that people with lupus are really suffering, and even though it's not showing up on the outside, that you really don't have any way of understanding what they're going through just by looking at them. So that if you do have a coworker, or if you have somebody in your life in another way who's living with lupus, you know, ask them. Ask them what you can do to help. Ask them how you can support them. You know, learn from them. Learn that lupus is really difficult to diagnose, and they've been on a long journey to learn that. Sometimes we talk to people who have lupus, and, you know, they'll say, well, I was diagnosed at 23 or 24, but I really think I had it since I was 12, you know, because they'll go back and they'll think about experiences they had and times they were at the doctors or times they were in the ER. And all of a sudden it kind of starts to come together and they realize they've actually had it for a long time. We are also the only national organization really focused on pediatric research for lupus, and that's a big focus for us. And so working with children, so you can imagine when it's really hard for an adult to get diagnosed, how much more difficult, because children, you know, a young child doesn't have the facility to describe what they're going through in the same way that an adult would. So that's even a more challenging area for us. So that's a huge priority, to make sure that we're, you know, helping kids living with lupus.
And again, can you just let our listeners know your website and a couple of other key points that you want to mention?
Sure. So I'd love for people to visit www.lupus.org/northeast to learn all about. You'll see our new website. We've just refreshed our website within the last month, and we're really excited to launch it and make it easier to use for people. We'd love for people to join our Facebook group, which is Lupus Northeast. We'd love for people to sign up for our walks and to come out. It's such a wonderful day of community. Were you there last year?
I was not. Okay. I wanted to attend, but I wasn't able to attend that year. But I will be there this year. And you said it was
May 4th.
May 4th.
And last year we had Laloka from your sister station, who was phenomenal and,
yes,
and had a great energy in the crowd. So there's activities for the kids. There's advocacy tents, so you can get involved and learn more about how you can become an advocate. There's lots of things happening. It's really a giant day of support and great fundraising. And we have an aggressive goal to raise a lot of money this year, so we need lots of people to help us.
So when you, speaking of goals, when you do raise the money, where does that money go?
The money goes to research, as we talked about, and then it goes to things to support, like our resource center, Lupus Connect, all of our initiatives, our programs, our Lupus Living and Learning programs, our Young Leadership Committee, really to support all of our different efforts in lupus.
And when do you feel that you'll have more information on the stem cell research that you talked about in the first half?
So it just launched. The first patients in the study were in mid-October. So we're hoping that all of the different sites will be up and running. It's a multi-year project, so it's going to be a little while, but we're super excited about seeing what the potential is. So a very easy way that you can help us from home is you can sign up to be an advocate. If you visit our www.lupus.org website, you can find out information about how you can get on an email alert system. And so if there's legislation pending, you could have the opportunity to email or call your congressperson or your senator, or even go and visit them at their office. But that's a really easy way that people can get engaged with us and really make sure their voices are heard.
Sue, I want to thank you so much for coming in and letting our listeners know exactly what is the Lupus Foundation of America.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. We really appreciate your partnership.
That was Sue Glore, the Region Director for the Northeast for the Lupus Foundation of America. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.